What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. I'm your host, Erin Fairbanks, and we are on the line with Gene Hodesch of New York City's Green Markets. Gene, where are we traveling this week?
So this week, I thought we'd continue our tour through Brooklyn on over to Grand Army Plaza Green Market, which is our second largest green market in the program, and it happens to be my neighborhood green market, and I just love it. It's my favorite place to spend Saturday morning. So the market, if you've never been, it's located at the northwest corner of Prospect Park, and it was opened in 1989. It's right under the beautiful sort of Arc de Triomphe that's this great iconic symbol of Brooklyn. And at the height of the season, there are over 30 vendors selling everything from smoked duck to local grains, these wonderful aged cheeses, fresh goat cheese, hard cider, pressed cider, potted herbs, and a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. And the market is amazing. People are just streaming in on Saturday mornings from all sorts of surrounding neighborhoods, Crown Heights, Prospect Heights, Park Slope, and Windsor Terrace. And it's just this mecca of activity. So I always run into people that I know. There are a ton of babies and strollers, but also there are a lot of people who are in their 20s and 30s who grew up going to that market, and now it's just this regular stop for them every week, and they hang out and really spend a lot of time catching up with their neighbors and talking to one another. And then you'll get runners coming in and out of the park on their way to and from, making loops around, and tons of people just coming in from every direction with bags of textiles to recycle. They're lugging in bags of compost to drop off. They've got milk bottles they're going to return to Ronnybrook. And I'm always coming over with my library books because the library is right across the street. So I offload my library books, and then I lighten my load, and I can start shopping.
Awesome. Well, what are you shopping for? I mean, who can we expect to find at the market?
So this market is year-round, but it is very exciting in late April because we see a lot of old faces that have been gone through the winter coming back. So just last weekend, Bill Maxwell returned, and you'll find him in the northwest corner of the market, right at that sort of corner by Prospect Park West. And he's got a limited supply right now. Things are just starting to heat up on his farm, so he's got arugula and scallions for now. But eventually in the summer, he's got an amazing array of Jersey-grown heirloom tomatoes. And then another person that just came back last week is our flower vendor, Labak Farm. And he's got these beautiful, huge bunches of bright yellow forsythia branches and tulips in every shade and lots of daffodils. And then if you look out in the next couple of weeks, he'll have buckets full of lilacs. And then on May 4th, Kernan Farm will return. And I'm not making any promises, but Liz told me, she's like, one thing is always certain, they never show up without sweet peas. So it's always an exciting day when Kernan comes back. And they're also located in New Jersey. So they're always, first of the market to have asparagus, strawberries, and cherry tomatoes. And then just across the market from Kernan, you'll find, inevitably, it's always a really long line for blue moon fish. They're an amazing fishmonger. And they just recently came back. They're off all winter in the Florida Keys, but they've been back for a couple weeks. And they sell amazing smoked fish, all kinds of shellfish, whole fish, fillets. They're also at Union Square on Wednesday, so yesterday I saw them and I got some mackerel fillets. So I would recommend seeing if they've got any of those at Grand Army this weekend. The mackerel season ends in May, so you want to get them while you can.
Awesome. Well, so for folks who are making a special trip over to the market, what else is going on in the neighborhood that they should be sure not to miss?
This is such a good neighborhood to spend your Saturday in. There's so much going on. So there's the Brooklyn Public Library right across the street, and then the Brooklyn Museum is just a stone's throw away. So next Saturday, the 4th, is they always have free first Saturdays, so free admission from 5 to 11 at night. There's a really great show by a Nigerian artist that's up right now. And then also there's the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, and this weekend they're going to host their annual Cherry Blossom Festival. And I just went over there, I think, 2 weekends ago and saw the magnolias in bloom, and they're so stunning. Such a great place to be this time of year. So if you haven't made it yet this spring, definitely go over for a visit.
Awesome. And I think one of my favorite things about the Brooklyn Botanical Garden is, you know, if you're feeling strapped for cash and you can get over there before noon on Saturdays, it's free. So Definitely. It always inspires me to get up maybe a touch earlier than I might, but is worth the trip. Well, that sounds awesome. Definitely one of my favorite markets. What else is happening at the green markets? What else is going on event-wise that we should be keeping on our calendar?
Sure. So not happening specifically in the green market, but I definitely wanted to mention the food book fair that's coming up May 2nd through 5th. There are just a number of panels and readings and dining events, chances to mingle with authors, chances just to buy cookbooks till your heart's content. So visit the foodbookfair.com for a full lineup of events and places to go to take part in that event. And then Mother's Day is coming up right around the corner. It's like hard to believe that next week is May. But at Union Square on May 10th, we're going to have a flower arranging demonstration with Anna Tudoroff from Dutch Mill Gardens. So she'll teach you how to make beautiful bouquets. And then on May 11th, there's going to be an edible flower cooking demo with the Natural Gourmet, also at Union Square. So you can think about things to make for your mom for breakfast or for lunch to celebrate her that day. And then a little bit down the road, on Sunday, May 19th at noon at the Carroll Gardens Market, there's going to be a firefighters chili cook-off, which is going to be a really fun event. So if you it's going to be two different troops from that neighborhood, and they're going to face off who can make the best chili. And luckily for everyone who shops at the market, they'll get to try samples at noon. So definitely go over and say hello to the firefighters and eat their chili.
Oh, sounds like a hot competition. Awesome. Well, Jean, thanks so much for giving us the update. Appreciate you taking some time out to check in with us.
Sure.
For folks who want to find out more about what's going on at the markets, get a sense of schedule and days and where they can find all the great green markets in the city, you can definitely visit grownyc.org. You can also follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. Check them out whichever way you want, and make sure you're tuning in every week for the Grow NYC Market Update.
Let's get it on. It's on. It's on. Let's get it on. It's on.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.